Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Berlinale. I'm in company of the show director and the animation director Jane Samborski for Crypto Zoo screening in the Generation section. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So, first of all, congratulations for the special mention. So well deserved. I was hoping for more, I have to say, but I don't know if you read the motivation. I think it was amazing. It was amazing to read. So I guess for me, so I imagine for you. And I would like to start with something that the jury said. And they said it gives a real hope while it raises big questions. So I wanted to know if you agree and what was the starting point for CryptoZoo then?
Yeah, the starting point was really kind of about the imaginations from all of these different cultures around the world gathering. And so the root of it is imagination and using drawing to depict imaginary beings and how people approach imagination, whether they respect it or disrespect it or want to do something to it. So and what they said about a hope, that was personally very nice for me to hear, because this movie, while it is fantastical, I would say is quite dark, and it is violent, and it is characters are doing questionable things. And so the idea that there's some hope in it was nice to hear. I want to have some hope in 2021.
We all need some hope.
I have to say that one of the things that I like the most is that there's not, this strong division between good and bad people. You know, there are the evil characters, okay, but even those who are supposed to be good, technically they're not doing these creatures the best they could. I don't know if I explained myself correctly. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know, it's something that you thought about and you wanted to depict, that sometimes even when that we do the worst thing when we think we're doing the best thing.
Yeah, I find that to be realistic, and that it's part of the realism of how people, what is it? The worst things that is paved by with good intention.
The road to good, or oh my gosh, I should know that one.
The road to good.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yes. Yeah.
That it would also, these kind of tropes that you see existing in other movies that could be sort of complicated in our movie, where like she goes into a place and she's kind of the character Lauren, she's kind of like a tomb raider where she's going to and kind of getting this creature. But in our movie, she doesn't seem to understand what's going on around, the Alkhanost in Russia. And she's just kind of storming in and trying to save it. But she ends up doing more harm around her by coming there. And similarly, our movie is very much kind of like Jurassic Park. But when you watch Jurassic Park, you're not, because it's a Spielberg movie, you're maybe not thinking about, the capitalist implications of it. While in our movie, it's very like front and center.
There's a strange thing. If you go to see Jurassic Park and you've paid for your ticket, you have in some very real way bought a ticket to the Jurassic Park. You are participating in this like cultural desire to see the dinosaur come to life.
Yeah, and resurrected through technology.
Yeah, and so you can condemn the actions of the characters, but you yourself are engaging in those actions.
And I'm curious, how do you work together? I mean, it's a simple question, but Yeah,
a simple question with a complicated answer.
Yeah, because we are married, and so there is this great danger that our work can bleed into other places in your life. And when you're a creative, you care a lot about the project being great, and so you have strong opinions. When we started this project, we tried to organize it the same way we did our previous project, but this was just such... the scope was so much larger. 2 months in, my desk was covered with post-it notes and I thought I was going to murder him, and it was terrible. So the solution we ended up with is a Google spreadsheet, which gave us incredible power to both organize the project and also to leave comments for each other that would take a long time to arrive. You know, the worst thing in the world is to work on something for 8 hours and then be told it's wrong. Like, it just is soul crushing. But it's much easier, you know, 2-3 weeks down the road when you're like, okay, I'm ready to make changes to this. What comments does my partner have for me? And in that space, you have the emotional stability to take criticism.
So there were, you know, the Google mediated the marriage, and so there would be very few like direct arguments that it could kind of be filtered through this document.
Not that there were not tears. They did exist.
There was a lot of, you know.
But for a 5-year project, there was remarkably little conflict.
I was reading the press book, and I really liked that this Dash saying that in 2016, Jane ran this all women's Dungeons and Dragons group. And from that, the idea of having a lot of female characters in the film. So I wanted to know more about that, but from Jane's point of view as well.
Well, I'm a great lover of tabletop gaming. I'm going to use this as an excuse to talk about that. And just, you know, there's this wonderful thing that happens with good tabletop games where you're bringing the ideas that people naturally come up with. I'm going to say what's obvious to me in the moment. But then when someone else says what's obvious to them, they're a different human. They're going to come up with a different solution. And then the real puzzle of a tabletop game when you're creating these collaborative narratives is how can all these things be true? And I find that that's something that I gravitate to both in that recreational activity and also in the making of this film, where like my favorite thing in this movie is when I take Dash's weird drawing and my fussy painting and something someone else has made, and I pull them together and I make them work together. I don't know that that answers your question exactly, but that's definitely what excites me about tabletop gaming, other than just I need friends and making them come over and pretend to be warriors with me is extra fun.
I have to say that I'm like personally very into details. And this film is full of little details. There's nothing that you left undone, especially even the way they're dressed. Or for example, I loved how you draw the animals. So I wanted to know about this attention to details, especially this research on the animals to include in the story and how to represent them.
So I was responsible for most of the creature design and most of the creature animation. And since we were dealing with cryptids that came from real mythologies, it was very important to me to look at early images from those originating cultures. And that stuff is exceptionally exciting because you see these modern representations and they're trying really hard to make these creatures make sense. And they do have to make sense because you have to sell the movement. But like the original drawings are so strange and wonderful to our modern eyes. I really wanted to try and capture that. Of course, everything is going through my personal hand as an artist. And so it all, like, there is this filter of Jane-ness on everything. But because I also got to animate everything, I was able to pull that source material, not just into the visual design of creatures, but also into the animation. A particular example is the Camuti at the end that has that very angular movement, which is reminiscent of the South American stone carvings that I was looking at for inspiration. The Tengu as well, when it attacks the helicopters, has this very like stylized movement that is like those old wood, that is like the woodblock prints that I was looking at.
And about picking, kind of choosing cryptids for the movie, you know, I had seen an early drawing of a Baku by Hokusai, and the idea of a dream-eating cryptid was so, you know, I make comics as well, but I immediately saw that the Baku as a good idea for a film, because I think films can kind of, many people have said it, and it's because it's true, that films can kind of replicate a dream state, or they have a dreamlike quality. So that was a very early thing, was like, oh, it would be really great to see a movie with a Baku in it and eating dreams. And what would that be about?
If you're going to make an animated film, I think something that's worth thinking about is, what can you do in animation that you can't do anywhere else? And, you know, with big budget movies now, they do make all these fantastic creatures and things, but without these technologies, without the ability to animate, like, you can't look at someone's dreams. You can't resurrect a unicorn, or you can't create a unicorn. They never existed. You can't resurrect a dinosaur. And so that's something we really wanted, is to do things you can only do in animation.
That leads me to a very general question, but what stage do you think we are in terms of animation films? There are not, you know, the Disney ones, to mention a big, let's say, studio.
I mean, I think that there's animations for a long time have been very expensive to make, and so they're difficult to make as independent films. And I think it's only very recently that the technology has become available to make it accessible. And I think, to our knowledge, we're the only independent studio making feature films in the United States. But, you know, we're not the first to ever make an independent film, and we certainly hope we won't be the last. I'm hoping other people are inspired and they've seen what we're doing and say, I could do that. It's especially exciting to be in the Generations program at Berlinale, because my dream is to reach some, you know, 16-year-old girl who's like, oh, that's so cool. I'm going to grow up and be an animator.
So my last question was about the generation section. So you sort of answered. I mean, I wanted to know what you thought about being in that section. But
it's a little bit strange for us in the U.S. because we have a different culture around
So they tell us.
I think I wish that it's my personal wish that the United States was closer to the European feelings around sex. I don't think it's as taboo. I don't believe it should be as taboo as it is in the United States. So it's a little strange for us, but
yeah,
we,
you know,
so completely trust
programmers. It's kind of like, we're happy to be invited, and it's, you know, both of our films, all of our films have played the Berlinale, which is really special and awesome. And I love Berlin, the city, and it's kind of
we're so happy to be on the international stage, and I would have loved this movie at 15. So I really hope that there's someone in the audience that loves it as much as I think I would have.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we've been talking with director Dash Shaw and animation director Jane Samborski for CryptoZoo, screening at the 71st Berlinale in the Generation section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.